Welcome to Talk Chinese. I'm Xiaolan. Today, we are going to talk about relax in Chinese. We have a very relaxing person, Michael Atom Smith. Michael, he is the co-founder and co-CEO of Calm.com, the amazing meditation app and web on the service. And also, he is, that's a very cool part, he is the founder of Moshi Monsters, Mind Candy. Hi, Michael. 你好.
Hello. 你好.
Right. You are very relaxed, and I noticed that since the first time I saw you many years ago. Although the world of technology is never relaxing, and you can always stay so calm.
Thank you. I do my best. I think meditation has definitely helped. It smooths the kind of crazy ups and downs. It helps us not to be yanked around our emotions. And I think that can be pretty valuable as an entrepreneur.
Yeah. And the meditation app Calm, you founded.
Yes, with my very good friend Alex Chu. Mm-hmm. And we have a wonderful team in San Francisco and folks spread all around the world. And yeah, it's growing really fast.
Yeah, you have more than 10 million people.
Yes, 10 million downloads.
10 million downloads. And then can you track that, how many of them they use on a regular basis?
Yes. Yeah. So we have millions of monthly active users, people mm-hmm. who come back, and they'll often do the daily calm in the morning to start their day. And then we launch something new called Sleep Stories to help people relax in the evening to drift off to sleep.
Lovely. I need it. Okay. Yeah. So tell us more about that. How did you do that?
Well, we looked at the data and we realized that many people were using Calm to meditate in the evening before going to bed. And we realized that they wanted to help still their racing minds. And when we were children, we loved having stories read to us. So we thought, wouldn't it be great to create grown-up bedtime stories? So you play the app. We have over 50 different stories, and they help you relax and become sleepier until you drift off into dreamland.
Oh, I would love to learn more about that. Before then, let's learn how to say relax in Chinese.
Okay.
Okay, 放松.
放松.
放松. 放 is the first word that means to release, to set free. And it's a fourth tone, so we go down. 放.
放.
Perfect. 放.
放.
Yeah, it's to release. And song is a second word that means to loosen up, to loosen up something. Song.
Song.
Song. And then the original shape of the character was very complicated. And nowadays, in the simplified Chinese, they actually use the character for pine tree.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Pine tree, yeah, imagine the pine tree. The pine tree to replace the character to loosen up. So to loosen up, this character now is the same as pine.
That's really interesting. There's a concept I've been learning about in Japanese called forest bathing.
Uh-huh.
Which
oh, yeah.
I think is Shinrin-yoku.
Yeah.
And the idea of walking in nature and being surrounded by trees
yes.
helps us calm and
yeah.
become more relaxed. So I love that connection.
Yeah, interesting.
So forest bathing is a concept in Chinese
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, it is.
That's
yeah.
fantastic.
And of course, there's a lot of Japanese influence.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, because nowadays there's really not much forest in China anymore.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot in Taiwan, and when I was a kid, it was always like the social thing that people would go to the forest hiking together, and then they believe that that would make you healthier with the bathing effect
yes.
at the same as the hot spring.
And there's been a lot of science studies showing that
yeah.
actually it's something released by the trees
yes.
into the atmosphere
yes.
that helps calm our nervous system and improve our immune system and elsewhere. So there's a lot to it.
Yeah, that's it. So let's say relax, 放松.
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 Yeah. So now when we say, oh, relax, we just say, hey, relax, don't stress out. We say, hey, 放松.
放松.
Yeah, 放松.
放松.
Yeah. And 放 is quite a useful word as well. It means to set free. So when we say to go on holiday, we say 放假.
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 Yeah, 假. And 假 originally that means the official break, the break from something. So 放假.
放假.
Yeah, 放假 could mean like you take a day off or you have the long holiday break or national holiday, that type of thing. So 放假.
放假.
Yeah, 放假. We can use that for both the occasion, like for work or for the school. And then for like my kids, they finish school every day. We say 放学.
放学.
放学. 放 is the same, release, set free.
They are released from school.
From
school. And they are very happy.
That's right. And 学 is to learn. 学 means to learn to study. So release from study. 放学, finish the school.
Do they not have to study at home?
Nowadays, yes. Yes.
So not fully released,
yeah,
but partially.
No, yeah, that's just too much pressure. Now I have a lot to say. We need one more episode to talk about this.
We do. We need a lot more episodes.
Yeah. Children should play more and they should 放松more. They study too hard.
Yes, I agree, because it's very important. We do a lot of learning when we are playing.
Exactly.
And it gives our minds a chance, our conscious minds a chance to rest.
Yeah.
So the subconscious can start bubbling away and playing.
Yeah. Michael, I noticed one thing about your career path, because since you started doing computer gaming and then moved on to Moshi Monsters, created the incredible characters enjoyed by tens of millions of children around the world. And children, they 放松. They play, they have fun, and they are learning something. And now you move on to Calm, and also your sleeping app. It's more about helping people to be better people in a way. And of course, they become better in different ways. They learn, they are more productive, and they are happier, they are healthier. So I think, yeah, you are doing the world a really amazing contribution.
Oh, thank you. Well, likewise, snap.
I think we're both
very enthused and excited by the idea of teaching and making learning fun. I think that's extremely important for children and grown-ups.
Yeah, people learn the best, people work the best when they have fun.
Exactly. And what is life all about if not to have a little fun along the way?
Yeah, and then to have fun, of course, they need to 放松.
放松,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, one tip about how to say 放. It's like English fun.
Like fun?
Yeah, like fun. Fang song, fun. Almost the same.
Fang song.
Yeah, fang song.
So connect it with the word fun.
That's right.
Release.
To
fun.
Relax, that
relax.
Means fun. The English F-U-N. Song, fang song.
Fang song.
Fang song, to relax. Okay, so now we need to tell the world, fang song.
Fang song.
Don't work too hard.
Come on, everybody. Fang song.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much, Michael, for joining us. Today, we talk about relax, 放松. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.